Yeah, hi Peter. Manas Dwivedi this side.
Hi, Manus. How are you?
Fine. What about you?
Good. It's almost the end of our fiscal year, so quite busy.
Okay. Great. Thank you for giving the time.
Where are you located, Manus?
In India.
Oh, okay. So, what time is it there now?
It's 12:45 a.m.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
It's late night.
Was reading a little bit about the BIS Research, your organization. So basically, you guys do a lot of market research.
I think you've gone through some details about BIS research.
Yeah, can you say that again, Miles?
I'm saying that I think you have gone through about some details of BIS research.
You are asking some general market question, right?
Okay, so basically, my company, BIS Research Private Limited. First, let me know, am I clearly audible?
Not perfect, but for the most part, I can hear.
Okay, great. So, BIS Research. Okay, let me introduce myself. I am Manas Vedi, working as a Senior Research Associate at BIS Research. So, BIS Research works majorly in emerging markets such as the next generation optical fiber market, which is one of the emerging markets in photonics industry. Okay.
Can you
So
say that
I'm
again? Can you say that again? Can you say that
okay,
again?
so I'm saying that BIS research works in emerging markets, for example, next generation optical fiber, which is one of the emerging markets in photonics industry. Okay, so I'm working on a market study on next generation optical fiber market. Okay, so I have mainly included the multi-core and hollow core fibers in next generation fiber market. These are the specialty optical fibers that are going to create huge demand for due to growing IT and telecom industry because of growing demand of high speed data transfer and with high capacity. So, is there any other specialty optical fibers which also can be included as next generation optical fibers?
Okay, so let me ask you first this question. Have you talked to anyone else at OFS Cytel? Who is that
OFS.
person?
Well, his name is let me check. His name is Just a second. Just a second, let me check. Actually, we didn't have the discussion on call. We talked on LinkedIn. I mean, some general questions, like some general discussion, not on call.
Can you spell his name?
Okay, just a sec.
Yeah, I could not hear clearly what his name is.
I'm actually, let me, just a second, I'm opening a file contacting person.
Yeah, you know, I ask this question because I have to be careful what information I disclose because they're the next generation.
Not that type of information, any market related information disclosed, just some theoretical understandings like. For example, like we had discussed that OFS offers multi-core and hollow core optical fibers, and and these are the mainly two optical fibers, specialty optical fibers, which can be included in the next generation optical fiber in this market, you can say. And these type of general discussions have been done only. No, actually, we don't rely totally on the discussions. So we basically, while working on a project, we first do complete estimation, like from available publicly available resources. Okay. Based on the demand generating from end use industries, so accordingly we estimate the value and volume for the market, and then we discuss those our estimations with member like industry persons such as you, and then through discussion, we take the suggestions only. It's not like that I will ask some questions to you and you will respond. I don't think like this process don't happen. Like we discuss then,
So okay, I understand. So can you find out the name of the person you talked to?
I think like you are going to like contact that person, like are you discussing these things too?
Yeah, because I need to do that because I'm in the function of sales, so I'm not responsible or I'm not allowed to even disclose publicly available information. So that's why I need to coordinate with the right people from your side and our side so that any discussion between BIS and us will be mutually beneficial.
Okay.
You know,
got it. Actually, I'm scrolling the list let me check. I understand. Actually, got it. The person to whom I discussed He was not from OFS. He was from Sumitomo Electric.
Sumitomo, okay. Okay,
Sumitomo,
so that is
Sumitomo
our
Electric,
competitor, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think what I can do is basically, you know, I will try to inform my colleague in the market manager and things like that, because I will not be able to discuss further with you. I will have to ask my market manager if they would like to have any discussion with BIS Research.
Yeah, you can, but as per my the contacting list, I didn't discuss to any not yet to any IFS person.
What is helpful for you is, as I mentioned, you can study the OFC conference details, because that detail will say something about the multi-core fiber and hollow-core fiber. You know, in terms of volume and all that, I think it's still too early to predict how many meters, you know, the market will be, how big the market will be. It's still too early, I think.
After you suggested about OFC conference, I tried a lot on the website of OFC conference, but all the papers and video documents were only you can say accessible to the paid members.
It's very you know, you can understand, it's very critical, and I have to be very careful who I talk to about the market information. So, please understand that, yeah.
I understand. I didn't discuss, I haven't gone through any discussion with OFS, any OFS person till now. And I had discussion with Sumitomo Electric, Lightwave, and STL Technology, STL Tech, and NEC Corporation, and also, and some more company industry persons, and through various organizations data, not from OFC conference data, but also there are various organizations through which I had I got some data and predicted the estimations for future market. So which I want just want to discuss. Okay, just can actually I want to talk you like I am only going to discuss with you my findings. Okay, you don't have to tell any data which you don't want to discuss. I'm just saying.
So
okay?
I think it's most valuable to you actually, if you instead of talking on the phone, if you can email to me. And if I'm able to help you, then I will get the right people or the right resources at OFS to help. So, you know, that's what I can do. I can try to help you, but I cannot promise anything.
I mean, I understand. I'm just requesting you to, please don't tell me any data which you don't want to discuss. Okay?
My explanation is because I'm not the best person for you to talk to, because I'm not in the marketing, you know. I'm in the sales, so I don't know as much about next generation product development and technology development compared to some of my other colleagues, you know what I mean? So even if I talk to you, the information I give to you probably is not so valuable to you for the next generation optical fiber research. Because for example, for OFC, I can say that. OFC, there was a lot of interest in the multi-core fiber, MCF, but I do not know more details. I just know that there's a strong interest in the MCF.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So these are the only two specialty fibers which has major importance in the next generation fiber market, you can say.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my estimation. So I just want to say that this is my estimate.
So how did you arrive at the prediction of these two fibers? Like, is it from talking to Mitomo, NEC, and SDL, or from other studies?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, actually, I didn't get you properly. Can you please repeat?
Yeah, so I want to ask, how did you reach the conclusion about MCF and HCF as the major next generation optical fibers?
Okay. So basically, as we both know, that single core optical fiber has reached to its maximum usable capacity. Okay. So, but the demand needs more capacity and speed of data transmission to fulfill the emerging requirements from various industries, for example, telecommunication, and AI, and robotics, medical devices. So that's why these two are, for example, let's say, multi-core optical fibers. Even they include multiple cores, such as 7 cores, 12 cores, even 64 cores. Even maximum, it reached to even 112 cores. Okay, so they can provide a much more higher capacity data transmission, and also the hollow core fiber offers less attenuation and also more speed of data transfer. Okay, so specialty single core optical fibers, they can be used, even they are employed in some specialty applications specific specifications, for example, some metal coatings, but still they can't be used everywhere in emerging industries to fulfill the demand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we estimated that these multi-core and hollow-core fibers are, like, these two are the major optical fibers which can be included in the next generation.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, because my function is sales, right? So I can tell you that I have not sold the MCF or HCF fibers yet. As you mentioned, it's more so next generation. So actually, I do not know enough details about the market estimation or market prediction of these two fibers? I would have to ask some other colleagues, but then you know they will ask me you know which customer or which prospect are asking those questions. So it's even if it's not proprietary or technical information, there's very sensitive, you know, sensitive information that I think my management may not want to
okay.
disclose.
Okay, got. I mean, we don't want such things like someone. We don't want even that someone disclose their proprietary information. Okay, so we work
mm-hmm.
In such fashion. Like you ask some question, like which you were interested to know, and similarly
yeah.
we answer, and we discuss few things. Okay. So, and we share
yeah.
Each other's information, basically experience, not any number. You can
yeah.
say, yeah, what we think, yeah, in such a fashion we work. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I don't think sharing proprietary information is it, ethical, I think. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, I mean that. It's beyond the proprietary information. It's
yeah.
even,
so,
you know,
yeah,
you can,
yeah.
of course you can research the public information, right?
Yeah.
So I think what the way, you know, I mean, I can tell you, like, my function is not, you know, communicating with the market research companies. So I would have to, like, ask my product managers and my marketing people how they want to communicate with market research companies like BIS Research. So the only thing I can do now is to ask my colleagues.
Okay. I got it. You don't have to discuss any proprietary information. Can we discuss like general things?
Yeah,
I mean,
as
you suggested me, like OFC conference
yeah.
papers and documents can be beneficial for me for my study.
Yeah.
Okay. So in these sort of knowledge sharing can be done, I think, yeah.
So have you
yeah.
Have you reviewed information from website like Light Reading?
Sorry, like
Light Reading. Light Reading is one word. Light Reading, like reading a book.
Mm.
Light Reading.
L I K E like
yeah,
reading.
LIGHT and then reading, all in one word. Because that's a
maybe
very, like a popular
maybe
that
maybe
that
maybe
industry
maybe
to, yeah.
Yeah, maybe
yeah,
maybe
so,
actually
know,
we go through actually more than 100 websites for even single
yeah.
study.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean,
right.
only few, we remember only few. So maybe yeah, sure we can. We have gone through this website. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because if you're looking for general, then that's a good source of information for general information. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you know those sources. Is better than me, you know, because I don't have enough, I don't have that much information.
Okay. So you can we say okay? We discuss our experiences. Like, so you work on single core optical fiber.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, single co-optical fiber, you can say, or general optical fiber is market is the parent market for this next generation optical fiber. I mean, yeah, do you agree?
Can you say that question again?
I mean, general optical fiber market, including single, multi-core and holo-core, okay? So general optical fiber
Right.
market is the parent market for this next generation optical fiber.
Is that balance? You said balance?
I'm saying that general optical fiber market, which includes single core, multi-core, holo-core, few mode fibers, and other specialty optical fiber, is the parent market for this next generation optical fiber.
Yeah, I don't understand that
Yeah.
word. Is the balanced market? What is the balanced market?
Parent market, I mean PARENT, parent market.
PANAR.
Oh, I mean parent,
P.
PARENT, parent market.
PARENT.
Yeah, parent market.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I cannot hear clearly what the word is.
Okay.
Spell that again. Spell that
Am I
again.
audible? I mean, my voice is breaking.
No, it's the voice is not so clear, so and then I'm not able to fully understand the accent, because you have an accent when you speak the
Okay. I
word.
understand.
So it's better, spell the word for me.
Okay. General optical fiber market is the parent market for next generation optical fiber.
Yeah, so spell that word, balance.
It's PARENT, parent.
B like boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't understand that word, BARENT. That's
I
not a
mean,
word.
yeah. Okay. Maybe leave it.
That's not a word.
I mean, okay, leave it. Okay. So, one of my estimations for the general global optical fiber market for the year 2021 is $8.7 billion. And the global demand in volume for the total general optical fibers for the year 2021 was 500 million kilometer. So
500 million kilometers.
yeah, million kilometer.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that I do not know. Even if I check with my market people, they may not
I
know
mean,
because
the
they would
it
have to check with how do I say it? They would look at our sales volume. And then they will have to make like a very rough
okay.
estimation,
Okay, I think one thing you must be knowing, like average price of a single core optical fiber.
That's also a very
Critical
hard question
information.
to answer because Yeah, because there are so many types of single core fibers, many, many types, you know. So
I mean,
it's actually, actually not so helpful to have one price for a single core because there are so many types of single core fibers, you know.
I mean, I've gone through some resources and got that the prices start from 1 cent and reach to $1,000 for even a single meter.
Yeah, there's so many types, so many types. I mean, if you look at transmission fiber, you know, you have to look at the core size, core diameter. You have to look at the cladding diameter. You have to look at the coating diameter, and maybe you even have to look at the cabling diameter, depending on what application of the single core fiber. And so, right there, you have four different mechanical specification value already. And then you have the type of coating material, type of the how should I say the they have they talk about the bending diameter, bending radius. So you have a mechanical spec to look at, you have optical spec to look at, and there are so many optical spec also. It can get very technical. So when you do a general market size estimation, actually is not so helpful. Like even if I am looking at the general market value or market size estimation, it's not so helpful for me. I need to look at very specific.
Actually, we do both. We do specific as well as we do general. So we,
So my, you know, my message to you, Manus, is that I am not the right person to help you. I can ask some of my colleagues. If they talk to market research companies, because in general, my manager will tell me, do not talk to market research people. That's the message from my management, you know. So I have to be very, very careful what I say to market research people, you know. So I hope you understand that, and I, you know, I apologize that I'm not as helpful as you want.
No, okay, I understand actually. You have to work according to the policy of the organization.
And you know,
We are.
I know you
I
have
have
talked
to,
to
and you
many
have
people
to.
already. So, but anyway, I will still ask my colleagues if there's any interaction between OFS and market research companies, you know, then if I find anything useful, I will contact you.
And one thing, just like glass and plastics are the among the major materials which
Yeah,
are used for.
we do not work in the plastic market. It's only glass.
Right now, glass. I can say glass is used mostly for manufacturing, but plastic is the adoption of plastic for manufacturing optical fibers is increasing. It's growing fast actually. Most of the companies are shifting.
I think the plastic will be for a very short distance applications. And the light source they will use will be like maybe they call it VCSEL laser, or other
Yeah.
very low cost laser that will only be used for short distance applications.
Actually, plastic increases the power attenuation. That's one right now. But R&D developments are still happening. And the adoption of plastic is increasing.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Can
That's good.
okay
That's
okay.
good.
And one thing, like, can it be like the price of optical single core, you can say, plastic price of a single core optical fiber can be $17 for 1 kilometer? Is it possible? Like, I think, like, yeah.
You know what you can do? Go to our website, and they have online purchase, online ordering options for some fibers. So when you go there, then you should be able to get a quotation for some fibers. For other fibers, like even general, I cannot disclose that information. It's too sensitive.
Okay.
So, but you can
okay,
get
got
some.
It.
You can get some info. Yeah, you can get some public information from our website, because for some fibers you can actually order online.
Okay. But I think price depends on the quantity of order.
Not only quantity. It depends on, for example, the geographical market. It depends on the customer. You know, yeah. It's not only the volume. There are several other factors to consider also for pricing.
That is that. Got.
Yeah.
Okay, and can you suggest me some more like, as you suggested about OFC conference and light treating, so can you suggest some
so
more?
You should, yeah, so Manas, you should do this. When you do the market study, maybe you should separate into two major categories. One will be a terrestrial application on land, on the ground, and the other is submarine in the ocean.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's terrestrial, which is ground, and then submarine, ocean. And then there should also be, you know, many people are now talking about the smart infrastructure, the smart city and smart everything, right? So some of the application, maybe they put the fiber, install the fiber in the power, how should I say, power line, you know, like the telephone pole, you know, and then the different telephone pole will connect the wiring for the electrical, but there should be some application where you put the optical fiber along with the copper fiber up in the air.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
And then,
look into it.
Yeah, that would be the smart infrastructure, right? Smart infrastructure category.
Okay. Sure, we'll look into it.
Yeah. I mean, that's I think that is like a general information that is helpful for you when you take a step back and look at the big picture, you know. I know that you guys do very specific detailed studies also, but you know, something like that might be helpful. And so that's just example, right? So there are fiber usage not only for telecommunication, but also fiber usage for medical application, for industrial factory application, for oil and gas industry, for defense and aerospace. Yeah, all of those application markets. Yeah.
Yeah, these all actually I have included these all as among the major end use industries for the next generation also. And is it like BFSI industry, banking, financial services, and insurance industry? So is this is also, I think, one of the, I mean, one of the major end users.
Yeah, because everyone who is a manufacturer for optical fiber, the next gen and the product and technology development, one of them will be what we call the low latency, right? Low latency, for example, all the financial, the fintech. Yeah, the fintech is interested in even if it's fast. I mean, even if it's like how do I say, like you know, a few microseconds faster. That is still like importance for the financial people, right? The trading.
Yeah. Actually, this is.
Yeah.
Actually, it has been implemented in UK also for London Stock Exchange. Holocore and. A combination of holocore and multi-core optical fibers have been used to do that. But it's still one of the major industries and ranks. I think on the fifth or sixth. Yeah, but not the leading one.
Yeah, I think what's important for your customers is also not only looking at how big the potential market is, not just the numbers, but the rate or the speed of adoption of new technology is very, very important.
That's the most important.
Because when I work with my customers, the engineering people, they are very, very careful. And sometimes it will take like 1 year to qualify a new product into their system. So it's a very long process. So because especially for new technology and new products, the engineering people are so careful. So I think what will help your customers also is to understand, okay, MCS, you know you can identify maybe 12 manufacturers, and then like you said, not you said, but the differentiation of each manufacturer. This one is good at price. This one is good at cost. This one is good at manufacturing process. This one is good at, you know, blah, blah, blah. So what is each manufacturer's main differentiation or main competency? And that's why they are leader in you know, making the large volume, or they're leader in selling to China because they're lowest cost. And then also, of course, you may want to discussed a little bit about the geopolitical factors.
Yeah, right now it's one of the major challenges, I think, for various industries.
Yeah, because I can tell you this. I can tell you this. You know, we are not a small company. Like we are.
I
think
actually
between 2,000 or 3,000 people. And
I think one of the leading company OFS is one of the leading company in this market actually.
Yeah, we you know we compete with people like Corning every day. You know. And I know that some people, they buy market research reports, some. But on the sales function, like the my manager or the other managers on the sales side, they don't buy the market research report, because we get the market information from our customers. We have meetings with them.
Actually, I know that process also. The most data is collected in the name of like mapping in the name of
so
mapping.
What do you mean mapping?
I mean, I'm also actually have engineering background, and my friends, various friends are also in sales, products, and in the various industries. So I have very relevant information about how companies collect their sales and their end-use companies' data through mapping.
That's
very important also for like without data, how can you decide your future plans and manufacturing and everything?
Right.
So that is very important.
Yeah. So for us, I know that when I talk to the research and development people and talk to the next gen product development people, they depend on the input and the feedback from our customers very much, you know, much more than the market research reports, you know. So to them, that is a very valuable information, is what the customers are saying. But there are some people that say, if they cannot get information from the customers, then, you know, they will have to look at other sources of information, you know.
You are right, actually. But I think they also think, their point of view is also to explore each opportunity which is available. Even the customer's data is important, but also if there is some other opportunity is available in the market which can utilize and grow, then they
should. I think both sources of information are important, because they cover a different area. How big the
exactly
area is.
What I'm trying to exactly
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
trying
I,
to
I understand I understand I understand yeah and you know eh? I mean I look at market research report also, but I don't have budget to buy it, because every report is like $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, you know.
Yeah. I mean, thing I can do for you, I can provide you some, concession, some offer, if you... anytime, if you are willing to buy any purchase, any report from BIS, then I can do one thing, I can give you some yeah, offer. You just said that, so I'm not a salesperson. It's not my job to sell these things.
Yeah.
So as you said, that's why I offered you. Okay. Yeah. And one important thing, like we've gone through various secondary and also industry persons, discussed with industry persons. Okay. I think this is not your proprietary information. Okay. So one thing which is one of the major challenge for this market, like products of this market, for example, multi-core and hollow-core optical fiber, and that is the power attenuation. Okay, so whenever power is optical fiber is implemented, so the one more important thing which is calculated, that is the power attenuation occurring in each 10 kilometer. I think this is the important factor which is implemented, calculated. And the multi-core hollow-core fibers have this, like they offer very, very high power attenuation. That's why they are mostly used for short range applications. The R&D developments are happening in labs to overcome these challenges, and these challenges are the major blocks for the adoption of these optical fibers. They are very, very costly, but still the power attenuation is one of the major challenge, which is reducing the adoption.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, especially, you know, when you look at the OFC conference, everyone is talking about the speed, right? 1.6 terabit and everything. So that's mostly the telecommunication application,
Okay.
But anyway, I have to go now, Manish.
Sorry?
I have to go.
Okay, got it.
Thank you for your initiative, okay?
I don't think our discussion was fruit, that much fruitful as I wanted to be. So if you change your mind, and actually I am not going to ask you questions, what is this market number, as we discussed about everything, so I have estimated everything.
I'm going to keep you in mind, and I will also learn more from my marketing people. And then I can have a good judgment of what information I may be able to share with you in the future.
Yeah, please, if possible. So, actually, next week I have to complete my project. So, if possible, within the end of next week, please. If you change your mind, and you can share any info. You can discuss anything with me, then please do before the end of next week, okay? And
I see.
And one more thing, can you please suggest how I can see the OFC conference sources? Is there any way I can go through it?
The organization that is organizing OFC conference every year is the S-P-I-E. So if you just type S-P-I-E and you type OFS into the Google, then you should get the you know, the correct website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I will check it. Okay. I will check all your
Yeah.
suggestions.
Yeah.
And
And also
yes.
one thing is, Manus, one thing is, please do not mention my name
Yeah, actually, if
in
even
your yeah.
yeah, I got it. Even if you have discussed everything with me, I mean, yeah, every aspect of the I mean, project. If you have discussed with me,
Yeah.
even then, also after you like confirmation, I wasn't like, it's our company policy. We don't take anyone's name without their
Right.
confirmation. So I think
Right,
without ethics, nothing works. So yeah, don't worry about that.
yeah, okay. Okay, all right, thank you. Yeah,
Yeah,
have a
thank
good
you.
evening.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.